here with Simon Kellner from the Journalism Foundation. We're at the launch of Pits and Pots. First of all, Simon, can you tell me a little bit why you chose to support Pits and Pots in Stoke?
Well, it seemed to us to be the sort of project that we should be supporting. This is a website that engages people in local politics and encourages people to take an interest in what's going around them. And it shows the value of journalism in promoting democratic engagement.
And what do you hope will come of this association that you're having with it?
Well, we hope that more and more people will log on to the site. We hope more and more people will take an interest in local politics. And that can only be for the benefit of the entire Stoke-on-Trent society.
Right, OK. So it's the first sort of UK project that the Journalism Foundation has backed. Are you going to back more? And what sort of things are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for projects all over the world that demonstrate how journalism can be a force for good, how journalism is a key tool of democratic engagement. You know, journalism's had a bit of a bad press over the last year or so for reasons we're well acquainted with. But, you know, here at local level is where journalism really can make a difference. And we're looking to support projects anywhere in the world that can demonstrate this.
Okay, and when we say support, what sort of things are on offer?
Well, funding, advice, support, all the sort of things that we've been able to give Pits and Pots, really.
Okay, and do you have a next project that's sort of waiting in the pipeline?
Well, our next projects are more international projects. We've got one in Tanzania, one in Tunisia, and possibly one in Sudan. But since we've launched, which was only in December, we've had over 100 applications for support from various projects around the world, a lot of which are in Britain. And we are actively looking at other British projects in the manner of Pits and Pots.
Thank you.
Is that okay?